It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, November 9th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A former Charles City resident has been found guilty of killing a New Hampton man just over a year ago. 27-year-old Savon Jordan was charged with first-degree murder, a Class A felony, and abuse of a corpse, a Class C felony, in the death of 30-year-old Jonathan Esparza on October 20, 2022. Esparza's remains were found during a search of Jordan's Elma residence on November 30th of last year. Jordan pleaded not guilty, and his trial started on November 1st in Howard County District Court. Yesterday, a jury found him guilty on both counts. No sentencing date has been set. It's not the end of court proceedings for Jordan, who also faces a January 4th trial in Howard County on a pair of drug trafficking charges after over 250 grams of marijuana were also found during the search that discovered Esparza's remains. Jordan also has a December 7th trial date in Bremer County from his arrest last December for driving while barred and possession of marijuana. It was about a month after that incident Jordan was arrested and charged with Esparza's murder. Jordan has been held in the Howard County Jail in Cresco since. Law enforcement investigated a threat to Charles City schools yesterday morning. A statement from the school district read, at approximately 7:45 a.m., police were notified of a threatening comment about Charles City schools that was posted to social media. The district immediately placed all schools in a soft lockdown as students were arriving, and police officers were stationed at the doors of our middle and high school buildings. After a swift investigation, we learned that the threat was not credible and the soft lockdown was lifted. The statement goes on to say law enforcement has identified the student responsible for the post. The individual claims the post was meant as a joke. The student in question will face disciplinary action per school district protocol. Due to our legal need to maintain student confidentiality, we cannot share further details at this time. However, this is a situation we take very seriously. School officials also ask that families use this incident as an opportunity to discuss with children the serious nature of making a threat to school safety. This is not something to joke about, and anyone found responsible for making a threat will face disciplinary action and potential legal consequences. As always, the safety and well-being of our students and staff is our top priority. A Charles City Police Department Facebook post says that CCPD and the Floyd County Sheriff's Office were in the schools Wednesday morning due to a threat made over social media. They talked to the kids involved, and there is no threat at this time. The situation is resolved. A Charles City man has been arrested on a sexual assault charge. The Charles City Police Department says they responded to a report of a possible sexual assault in the 500 block of 17th Avenue shortly before 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. Their investigation led to the arrest of 40-year-old Kevin Fiala on a charge of third-degree sexual abuse assault, a Class C felony. According to the criminal complaint, Fiala is accused of having sex with a female victim while she was asleep, thus she was unable to give consent prior to or during the alleged act. In addition to getting a new mayor, New Hampton City Council also appears to be set to add a new member. In Tuesday's election, former New Hampton Fire Chief and Chickasaw County Supervisor Steve Gertz won a three-person race for mayor, getting 336 votes to defeat incumbent Mayor Bobby Schrickerath with 217 votes and challenger Melanie Schmidt with 203 votes. Schrickerath's four-year term will end December 31st, with Gertz taking office January 1st. Starting a new term on the New Hampton City Council in 2024 is Deb Larson, who won via write-in votes to take over the Ward 1 seat currently held by Corey McDonald, who did not seek re-election. Current 3rd Ward Councilman Jason Speltz, who did not file official nomination papers to run for office, will still keep a seat after also winning through write-in votes on Tuesday. Current council members Callista Porath-Daly and Mindy Casterton-Humpel were also both elected through write-in campaigns in November of 2021. Joe Denner retains his at-large New Hampton City Council seat after running unopposed on Tuesday. The winning bid for construction of Phase 3 of New Hampton's Tribe Trail is a pleasant surprise for city officials.
The price that we awarded the contract for was 21% under the engineer's estimated cost. So we do have money left over for kind of like a contingency plan. If there's anything that arises, we'll have money to cover that.
That's Mayor Bobby Schrickerath, who says the city council awarded the contract during their regular meeting Monday night to Wix Construction of Decorah for just over $575,000. Pre-bid estimates put construction costs at about $730,000. Phase 3 will connect the trail from Lynn Avenue on the south side of New Hampton with the Chickasaw Wellness Center on the west side of town. Schrickerath says construction will begin as soon as conditions warrant next spring, with completion in 2024, which will bring closure to a project that started in 2016. Renovations for the emergency and radiology departments at Floyd County Medical Center in Charles City will be highlighted today during a public open house. FCMC CEO Donette Willis says the ER now has a dedicated outdoor public entrance along with enhanced features inside.
New waiting area, reception area for more comfortable visitor experience. We added fully equipped triage room. If you have been out to our ER in the past, it was kind of an area with a curtain. Now we have a fully designated, fully equipped clinic room that is designated for triage, which will help hopefully make that a quicker experience for them to get through and be seen and taken care of and on their way.
Willis says a new MRI machine has been installed inside the radiology department.
In the past, we had that out in the parking lot, as most of you well know. So now that machine is brand new, state-of-the-art, Siemens, that we have brought in to make that a better patient experience, reduce scan times due to the new technology. And so I think it's going to be and has been very greatly received by those patients that have already used it.
In addition to patients not having to go to an outside unit, Willis adds the new wider MRI also delivers more patient comfort, especially for those who may be claustrophobic. Willis invites the public to see the FCMC renovations and new equipment during the open house from 4 to 6 p.m. this evening. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.